He is not there to actually make maghfirat or to ask for forgiveness for himself. But others are asking, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking forward. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is willing to forgive this person. Today we start a new chapter. Babu ma yaqra'u fi salati al-janaza. What du'as should be made in the janaza salah. So here again, Hazrat Shah Sahib rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned that from amongst the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such comprehensive du'as, it's sometimes hard to fathom that how beautiful and how deep the meanings of the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are. It's like a person that is taking some type of vitamin tablet and he's told that in this vitamin tablet, every type of vitamin is found. Vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin C, D, E, F. All the antioxidants are found in this tablet. All the omegas are found. And whatever that is good for the body, cancer fighting cells, and whatever you can think of that doctors normally would prescribe, is found in these tablets, in this particular type of vitamin tablets. And a person is desirous to have it. So the du'as of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are very, very inclusive. They would have everything that a person would require in the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first du'a we'll do today. Nabi Abdul Rahman Awf ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu qal salla Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala janazatin. Hadith Awf ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu, he says that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed salah, janazah salah, fahafidhtu min du'aihi. He said, I memorized from the du'a of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وهو يقول اللهم اغفر له وارحمه. So Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, actually Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, the du'as would be such also. And what was the most important thing for the person? What was the most important requirement at that time? The du'as would be focused like that also. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he started the du'a, Allahumma ghfir lahu warhamhu. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive him. Whoever is making the du'a for the janazah salah for, Allahumma ghfir lahu warhamhu. Allah forgive him. And oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have mercy upon this person. Wa'afihi wa'afu anhu. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make it easy for him. Give him afiyah. Afiyat is such a thing, it carries a person through different walks of life. Therefore, one of the most common du'a that Mawlana Shabri Thani Sahib Rahmatullah Ali would make was this du'a, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're asking you for pardon, we're asking you for forgiveness, and we're asking you for afiyah. When a person got afiyah, then doesn't matter what physical problem he may have, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him ease in that. So outwardly, it may look difficult. Inwardly, this person has got contentment, he's got peace, he's got happiness, he's got ease in what he does. And yet the person, outwardly, he can look like he has no problem. But inwardly, he can have so many problems. Just yesterday, one person came to the office to visit, non-Muslim person, white person, explaining that his friend of his, close friend he had, that this person committed suicide. I asked him, but why he committed suicide? He says, because he could never find peace with himself. Because he couldn't find peace with himself, so the next thing he did was he decided to commit suicide. So this is the type of things that people do, foolish things that people do. So this is the beauty of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah grant this person ease. Now imagine, when a person is living, ease is such an important thing. Everyone wants ease. Nobody wants any type of difficulties. Now this will mean financial ease, it will mean physical ease, it will mean ease as far as his relationship with his family is concerned, his neighbors, his friends, his employees, the employers, everyone they want ease. Everyone he wants some type of ease from. You want some type of comfort. This is the beauty of the dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even for this mayyit now, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making the dua. Wa'afihi wa Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him afiyat. So if you got afiyat in the qabr, he'll be so happy. He'll have so much of enjoyment even in the qabr of his. Wa'afu anhu Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pardon. Wa'afu anhu, overlook. You know this word we use, overlook. Just overlook this person, gunas. Wa'akrim nuzulahu Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make a very, very good reception for him. Make a very noble hosting for him. When you go to visit somebody, the person is very kind to us. We feel so nice that the way this guy hosted, this person hosted us, he made us feel at home. But although we were strangers in that place, but the way he took care of us, we felt at home in that place. We felt as though we were at our own house, we were at our own residence. So a person may be gone to a strange country somewhere that doesn't know anybody. We meet people that will host him nicely, how comfortable it feels. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making dua for his maid. Wa'akrim nuzulahu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him a very noble hosting, a very, very noble reception. Wa'wassi' mudkhalahu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make his qabr wide for him. Make his qabr very, very vast for him. Wa'ghsilhu bilma'i wa'thalji wal-barad. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wash him. In other words, wash his gunas. bil ma'i, with water, with thalji, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wash it with snow, with barad, and with hail. Now we might think to ourselves that we can understand saying Allah Pak wash his sins with water, that we can understand. But what is the purpose of saying wash it with snow and wash it with hail? The ulama explained beautifully is that when a person is committing guna, guna is such a thing, it has its ta'alluq with the fire of Jahannam. The guna in itself has got heat in it. So therefore we find shaitan also is created, khalaqtani min nar. Shaitan claims that I'm created from fire. Shaitan also is created from fire. There's some ta'alluq and there's some link between shaitan and fire. Like that there's some link and ta'alluq between guna and the fire of Jahannam. So there's some heat there, although it's not hissy, we can't perceive it, but that heat is there in that guna. So here Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is making such a dua of cleanliness for this person that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wash him, wash himself, wash this person's gunas, wash it with water, wash it with snow, and wash it with hail. So even that heat, that garmahat even of the guna is also gone complete. It's as though this person is completely clean. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam goes on to make dua. وَنَقِّهِ مِنَ الْخَطَايَا كَمَا نَقِّيْتَ ثُوبَ الْأَبْيَضَ مِنَ الدَّنَسِ وَاللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى that you cleanse him of his guna, like how you cleanse a white cloth from filth and grime and dirt. Such a beautiful dua, you know. The cloth also, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, like a white cloth. Because a person has got a dark cloth, a navy blue, a grey, some other color that is dark, that level of cleaning won't be so much. But if a cloth is white and it's got grime, you've got to clean it extra to make that white cloth look clean. So therefore Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explains, he makes the dua, وَنَقِّي أُلَّا سُبْحَانَ تَلَىٰ clean him from guna, like how you clean a white cloth from any type of dirt. وَأَبْدِلْهُ now this all had to do with a person's inward condition. His inward condition, what the person was experiencing. And the duas further Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam makes in the same dua, he makes for a person's outward condition now. وَأَبْدِلْهُ دَارًا خَيْرًا مِنْ دَارِهِ أُلَّا سُبْحَانَ تَلَىٰ give him an exchange, give him a house that is better than his house of the dunya. Whatever he may have lived in the dunya, give him a better house now in akhirat. Wa ahlan khayran min ahlihi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him a better family than the family that he had in his dunya. Wa zawjan khayran min zawjihi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant this person a better spouse, better than the spouse he had in the dunya also. Wa adkhilhu al-jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enter him into jannah. Wa a'idhu min azab al-qabri. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save this person from the azab of the qabr, wa min azab al-nar, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save this person from the azab of the fire of Jahannam. Such a comprehensive dua. Now this Auf ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, he says, hatta tamannaytu an akuna ana dhalika al-mayyit, rawahu Muslim. He said, such a dua Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made for this person, I wish that I was that mayyit that was there. I wish that I was the dead person, because he got such a beautiful dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Did we ever wish when we had any janazah that we were the mayyit? So this was that level of yaqeen that sahaba had on the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The yaqeen they had on akhirat. When the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a dua like this, immediately they would think and they would realize the beauty of this person taking the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, I wish also I was the mayyit that was there, so I could have taken the dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. These du'as that I mentioned in hadith, we should try and memorize it. If you can't memorize it, at least try and read it at some point in our life. And if we can't read it in the janazah salah, then at some other point when we get the opportunity, read the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the deceased. At least we can take the words that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took for the deceased. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Nashadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.